As we've already thought on Christmas morning, very often we give and receive presents. And I don't know whether anybody saw the article in the Hull Daily Mail this last week, which looked back to Christmas presents over the past 20, 30 or 40 years. I wonder if anybody recognises any of the ones that they talked about there. Anybody recognise this one? My brother was into these, I wasn't particularly, but anybody know what this is? Action Man, there he is with his scar on his face and he's kind of dolls for boys, really, I used to think, but never mind. And then there's this one. Anybody recognise this one? You see over there? Anybody had one of those? It's not a Barbie, but that sort of thing. Girls' World, apparently it was kind of like a dummy head and you put makeup on it and things. So that was very popular at some stage. And now what about this one then? Anybody see that one? So early computer games. ZX Spectrum, I think, is what it's meant to be. If you can remember that, the ZX Spectrum. And then finally, this one. Anybody recognise that over here? Yes, indeed. Indeed. So it's the Evel Knievel stunt cycle, which was very big. I'm not. When would that have been? Early 80s or something like that? 70s maybe? So you see, it's now... Bikes were probably still quite popular then too. You know, iPads are definitely a kind of 21st century thing, aren't they? But all sorts of Christmas presents. But... of course, Christmas presents are a big part of Christmas for most of us, and we give and receive presents because God has given us a gift in Jesus. Now, we heard about that in both of our Bible readings, including the letter to Titus. Now, that letter was written to members of local churches on the island of Crete, and they were being written to encourage them to live out the good news, to be good family members and good citizens. And so to inspire them, the apostle reminds them, and us, as we read the words too, of the good news of Jesus that they had come to believe. And what we read points us to the truth of Christmas and what it means. Now I need somebody to, I'm sure most people are in good practice already, but I need somebody to open a present for me. Who'd like to open a present? Does anyone like to open a present anywhere? We've got a volunteer there, that's good, yeah. Okay, come on, tell us what's inside it. Nice. What is it?
It's a heart.
It's a heart. Thank you. I wasn't going to put a real heart in there, thankfully. But we've got a heart. Okay. Well, when we have pictures of hearts, what's usually a heart a symbol of or a pointer towards? Yeah? Love, isn't it? That's right, exactly. So we say sort of, I love, I heart, whatever, and so forth. And we put hearts on... I don't know, Valentine's cards and that kind of stuff. Well, we read in that Bible reading, the goodness and loving kindness of God our Saviour appeared. You see, in the coming of Jesus, that first Christmas, we find God's love and his goodness being shown in a new way. And that's because God has come himself to show us what love and goodness are like. Now, I guess for many of us, Christmas includes seeing friends and family members. And I heard once about a grandfather who was visiting his son and grandchild. Now, the father went into his toddler's grandson's bedroom and found the child jumping up and down in a playpen, crying his eyes out. Now, when the little boy saw his grandfather, he reached out his hands and he shouted, "Grandpa, out! Grandpa, out!" But the grandpa knew that the boy had been put in the playpen because of his bad behaviour,
And he didn't want to make his son and daughter-in-law's lives more difficult. So he said, no, son, in. You need to stay in. Well, the little boy kept crying. And he shouted and stretched his hands out to the full extent. And seeing that vision touched the grandfather's heart. What could he do? The toddler needed to understand that he'd done wrong, but the grandfather was desperate to help him. Well, finally, love found a way. Grandpa couldn't take the boy out of the playpen, so he climbed in with him. Now, that's a small picture of what God's love appearing in a new way in Jesus shows us. Jesus is God coming down from heaven. And if you like, climbing into our world to be with us, even though we don't deserve it. The goodness and loving kindness of God our Saviour has appeared. Well, we've got a second present to open.
Anybody like to open this one? We've got a volunteer over there. Very good, yeah.
You have already opened some this morning, have you? So you know what to do. Thought you might. That's great. You get into it. Was he much quicker this morning? Yeah, usually are. What's in there? Is it just an empty box? What is it? It's a piece of paper. What's it got on it? What is it, that? Do you know? Yeah, it's a life ring, isn't it? A life ring or a life belt. And it says Rescue SOS on it. Now, that seems a bit of an odd Christmas present. But what we read in Titus 3 is that when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Saviour appeared, he saved us. In other words, Jesus is some kind of rescuer who has come to rescue. Now, reading tells us why we need a rescuer. You see, all of us have turned away from the God who has made us and loved us. We've turned away from him, and in many ways, we've turned in on ourselves. And this leads us to the kind of things that we read about. For we ourselves were once foolish and disobedient, led astray, slaves to various passions and pleasures, passing our days in malice and envy. But God's loving kindness in Jesus has appeared. And God himself came down that first Christmas in order to be the Saviour and to save people from that problem that we have with God. That problem that has led to all those and other kinds of bad effects in our broken world. Jesus became the Saviour when he grew up and died on a cross. And because Jesus is God, we find the amazing loving kindness of God is at work as Jesus died to take away the guilt of those who will believe in him. And that's what we dwell on as we share bread and wine in Holy Communion this morning. So when we get to that time in a few minutes, we can each of us think about that great love, what it meant for God to send his Son into the world in order to be the Saviour, the rescuer. As we sang earlier, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Well, Christmas is, of course, a time for presents, and that's because of God's great present to us. The goodness and loving kindness of God, our Saviour, has appeared. And when we give presents to one another, I suppose we usually give them, don't we, to those who we love or who love us, or people that we appreciate, or we give a present to someone to say thank you to them because they've helped us or supported us. But God's Christmas present of Jesus is offered to people like you and me who so often have wanted little to do with God and who've turned away from him. When the goodness and loving kindness of God our Saviour appeared, He saved us, not because of the good things that we have done, but because of his own mercy, his undeserved love in Jesus. So we can't really understand Christmas unless we see both the loving kindness of God in Jesus and the fact that he has come to be the Saviour, the Rescuer. It's as we hold those together that we get what it means. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for Christmas time. We thank you for the fun and the enjoyment that we all look forward to and enjoy. And we thank you for what it really is all pointing to, that you have sent your Son, that he has appeared in our world to show your love and to be our rescuer. Open our hearts afresh to him this Christmas, we pray. For Jesus' sake. Amen.